Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth. And today is Thursday of the sixth week in ordinary time, February 16, 2023, and the feast of St. Gilbert of Sempringham, the Good Heart. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them. You can neither deceive nor be deceived. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips,
Our daily readings, February 16th, 2023, Thursday of the sixth week in ordinary time, reading one from the book of Genesis. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fertile and multiply and fill the earth. Dread fear of you shall come upon all the animals of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon all the creatures that move about on the ground, and all the fishes in the sea. Into your power they are delivered. Every creature that is alive shall be yours to eat. I give them all to you as I did the green plants. Only flesh with its lifeblood still in it, you shall not eat. For your own lifeblood, too, I will demand an accounting. From every animal, I will demand it. And from one man in regard to his fellow man, I will demand an accounting for human life. If anyone sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God he has made, for in the image of God has man been made. Be fertile then and multiply. Abound on earth and subdue it. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth, God added. This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my vow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. From heaven the Lord looks down on the earth. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven, he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth. The children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence, that the name of the Lord may be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples gather together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, from heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth.
Became flesh
and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and said, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Gilbert of Sempringham, the Good Heart, was born at Sempringham near Lincolnshire, the son of Joel Jocelyn and an Anglo-Norman lord of the Minor and an unnamed Anglo-Saxon mother. He had a brother, Roger, and a sister, Agnes. Gilbert was born at Sempringham near Lincolnshire, and he had a brother, Roger, and a sister, Agnes. After studies in Paris, he was ordained priest in 1123 and became parson of Sempringham, and there in 1131, he founded a home for girls whom he spiritually guided, and to whom he assigned a rule of life fashioned after that of St. Benedict of Nursia, St. Gilbertine Order, the Gilbertine Order of Canons Regular was founded around 1130 by St. Gilbert in Sempringham, Lincolnshire, where Gilbert was the parish priest. It was the only completely English religious order and came to end in the 16th century at the time of the dissolution of the monastery. When his father died in 1130, Gilbert became lord of the manor of Sempringham and West Torrington. In 1131, he founded the Gilbertine Order. Gilbert was a lover of truth and justice, chastity and sobriety, and a diligent cultivator of the other virtues. Wherefore he was revered and praised by all and obtained their favor and regard. Even Jocelyn now rejoiced in the goodness of his son, began to cherish him with fatherly affection and minister to his needs out of his own riches. Gilbert would be in his late 20s when his father presented him to the vacant churches of Sempringham and West Torrington, which he had built on his own in the country so he is the founder of the Gilderton Order, was the only medieval Englishman to found a conventual order, mainly because the abbot of Pontiac declined his request to assist him in organizing a group of women who wanted to live as nuns, living as lay brothers and sisters in 1148. When Thomas de Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, was exiled, Gilbert was accused of sending him aid. This is not true, but Gilbert did not deny the charge because he did not want to be classed as an enemy of the Archbishop. He faced a sentence of exile, but was saved by the intervention of King Henry II. When he was nearly 90, Gilbert had another cross to bear. He was slandered by some of the lay brothers and of his order. He died at the age of 106 and was canonized 12 years later. In 1165, Gilbert was charged with having aided Thomas Becket. When Thomas fled from King Henry II after the Council of Northampton, where he was eventually found innocent, Gilbert was born in Sempringham, England, into a wealthy family, but he followed a path quite different from that expected of him as the son of a Norman knight. Sent to France for his higher education, he decided to pursue seminary studies, and he returned to England, not yet ordained a priest, and inherited several estates from his father. But Gilbert avoided the easy life he could have led under the circumstances. Instead, he lived a simple life at a parish, sharing as much as possible with the poor. Following his ordination to the priesthood, he served the parish priest as Sempringham. Among the congregation were seven young women who had expressed to him their desire to live in religious life. In response, Gilbert had a house built for them adjacent to the church. There they lived an austere life, but one which attracted even more numbers. Eventually, lay sisters and lay brothers were added to work the land. The religious order formed eventually became known as the Gilbertines. Though Gilbert had hoped the Cistercians of some other existing order would take on the responsibility of establishing a rule of life for the new order, the Gilbertines, the only religious order of English origin, founded during the Middle Ages, continued to thrive, but the order came to an end when King Henry VIII suppressed all Catholic monasteries. Over the years, a special custom grew up in the houses of the Order of the Lord Jesus. The best portions of the dinner were put on a special plate and shared with the poor, reflecting Gilbert's lifelong concern for less fortunate people. He established the Gilbertine rule, a vow he himself did not take until he was near death, as he professed his belief it would be arrogant to do so, as he had written it. The rule put love of God first and foremost, but also included service to the community and the poor, humility, modesty, and acts of penance and self-denial. Throughout his life, Gilbert lived simply, consumed little food, and spent a good portion of many nights in prayer. Despite the rigors of such a life, he died at well over age 100. Gilbert was canonized in 1202 by Pope Innocent the Third. His liturgy feast day is on 4 February, commemorating his death. Many miracles are recorded after the death, after his death, with the majority of pilgrims to his shrine at Sempringham, coming from the immediate local area. Many miracles. And it's all about victory in Jesus. And we have victory in Jesus.
Golson, who's a fine runner, slips the pressure. Fires back deep across the field. Got a man in the end zone. Is bumped. That's interference, and he caught it anyway. That's a touchdown. John Goodman.
Well, we know that Jesus is far more than any football team. So we are victorious in Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great saints. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth, and he is with us, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Mass. And receive him. And may the Lord shower his grace upon you from heaven. And may you be, you know, you take and receive the gifts that the Lord has given us. And may he shower you with his grace for your families. And may today be a special day in your life. And thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you've given us. We pray for America. And when America is strong, the world is safer. We pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all the clergy. We pray for families, Lord. We pray for families. Pray for parents, that they will foster and hand down the faith, the greatest gift that can be given. And so thank you, Lord, for my mom, for my parents. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of my faith.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen.
Because he lives, what a great opportunity it is for us. Because he does live. He rose again. And so as we begin, we will close in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And good day.